5:28 Central African time on this beautiful Thursday morning, Yom al-Khamis, the 18th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved senior respected teacher, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses number 189 to 191. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam. He was sent to the people of Madian, and they were very influential people involved in business and trade, and it was a commercial center. But majority of them, the people, were involved in fraud, and they would even dare and challenge the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam and say, "Naf'alu fi amwalina ma nasha," we will do as we please in our wealth. What you want to say, it's our money, our wealth, our assets. And they would tell him when he would give them and render advices to them, "Ma nafqahu kathiran mimma taqul," majority of the things you are saying we don't understand. It's not they don't understand, they don't want to understand. Like today, you will see when people do wrong, they feel it very, very difficult to apologize or admit and confess we are wrong. And then they will say, "No, this way," look for all excuses and so forth. So that's the sign of arrogance and pride. And he, Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, remember, was Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and messengers. So chapter number 26 and verse 189. So what did these people do? Fakazzabuhu. Hence, fa, that fede fa, hence, that kazzabuhu, they rejected him, they rejected the message, and they rejected the messenger. Then, action and reaction. So fa ta'aqib. Fa akhadahum, hence it seized them. Almighty Allah sent the punishment. What was the punishment? Azabu yawmi zulla, the punishment, the day of the canopy, the day of the shade, the day of the shadows. So they were experiencing intense heat and so forth, and they wanted the cloud cover, and they wanted some shade. So now the clouds came. They were elated, delighted initially, but little did they realize that these clouds will become the means of their destruction. Just like Qawm Aad, wa ila Aadin akhahum Huda, they thought they were, at that time there was famine and drought. They thought that when the clouds come, mumthiruna, it will rain upon us. And remember, from there Almighty Allah punished them with the wind for 1 week and so forth. So similarly, yeah, azabu yawmi zullah, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala send the fire for them from the skies. Remember that, because that's what they challenged Nabi Shuaib alayhi salam. Fa asqit alayna kisafam min as-sama. So that is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. We see the rain, we see so many times hail, and we see small, tiny hail, and sometimes like tennis ball and golf ball in our own countries. So qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. Innahu kana adhaba yawmin azim. And remember that punishment on that day was a severe, severe punishment. All of them perished who were the disbelievers. So always when there's a conflict between truth and falsehood, sooner or later the truth must prevail. Jaa al-haqqu wa zahaqa al-batil. The truth will always come and the batil, falsehood, will perish. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Just now you will hear in the news, views and interviews, inna fi dhalika la-ayah. Verily there are symbols and signs of Almighty Allah in this. But people, because of their arrogance, because of their ignorance, wa ma kana aktharuhum mu'mineen, majority of them will not believe. Wa inna rabbaka lahuwa al-azizur rahim. And verily your sustainer, nourisher, lahuwa al-azizur rahim, he is very, very powerful and very, very merciful. So always beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, chapter 7, verse 151, wa adakhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Oh beloved Allah Jalla wala, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, whilst you alone, ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Let us take you now, the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, globally. People, you say that America is a first world country and a superpower, and Canada is also a very powerful country. Now listen, news number one, that there are wildfires raging on there in Canada, and the smoke is coming right into New York. Remember that. I've been to all these places, New York and Canada and Montreal and Toronto and so forth. And it's getting worse. So what they told the New Yorkers, you all must stay indoors. And if you have to go outside, you have to wear a mask. From today, they're going to give out free masks in New York. So what happened to all your super status and superpower and all those things there? What happened to your nuclear and your arms industry? You can't even help yourself from the smoke. You see, you heard now, Azabu Yawmi Zullah, Almighty Allah punish the people of Madian with the fire from the skies and the clouds. So here also is punishment for Biden and for the people of America and the people of Canada. And you know, when Biden fell down that day, when he was giving out and distributing the certificates, then from the back you could see he's wearing diapers, he's wearing a nappy. Can you believe that? The President of America, CN, the Commander-in-Chief, CIC, wearing nappies, and he wants to stand for elections next year. Come off it now. You better go and sleep, love Sleepy Joe. So it's time up for you. So that is the punishment. Allah is showing humanity, you can think you can do everything. Bring your scientists, bring your doctors, bring your professors, and I will just give you egg chingari, just one of mine, you understand, flames and sparks, and you will see what will happen to you. So this is a punishment for them. Allah protect us. Zelensky on the other side, Ukraine, is complaining like no man's business. You see, the West and their media was telling you Putin was got cancer, Putin's arms are running out, and they're going to lose and so forth. Putin, Iran, China, Turkey, India, they're all dealing in this. You must remember this. So especially that Putin, Russia, China, Iran, the triangle there. So they got enough weapons and they destroyed the dam there in Kherson. So now the water temperatures are rising. People are running for their lives. The agriculture is destroyed. And remember, now European Union can no more help. Their own money is almost finished. America cannot help. Now they're all worried about, you must remember, next year elections, if we're going to invest. So you know what they said? This is the Russian politicians, that Zelensky's bosses are thinking of putting him away. You see that? They're going to assassinate him and if they can't sort out this mess. So Zelensky complains that United Nations, you're not helping us. You, the Red Cross, you're not helping us. You, Western countries, you're not helping us enough and so forth. So that is what's happening there. Now, these haramis, these politicians in America, Trump was the president and Pence was the deputy vice president. So Pence said, I'm also going to try to become the candidate for the Republicans. First lecture he gave, he condemned Trump to hell and gone. He said that man does not respect the Constitution and so forth. So how many of them are fighting now? But Trump is beating all. But they say very soon there might be another indictment against Trump. And now remember, Russia is going to replace a Nazi regime. So both sides is propaganda. So Russia says they want to make regime change there in Ukraine. Get rid of the Jutlas. You see, the prime minister, president, both are Jutlas. Both are Jews. The only country in the world where prime minister, president are Jutlas and Jews, beside Israel, the rogue regime, obviously. So Russia says that no, we're going to replace them. Can you believe this? CNN, which is supposed to be an international media and so forth, they fired their CEO. So they asked him why. He asked, why am I fired? They say, no, you're very soft on Trump. You see, you're very soft on Trump. So that you're not giving him enough stick and so forth. So yeah, they're all part of the deep state, you see. They don't want Trump to come in. I got nothing to do with Trump. But remember, they want to make sure that Trump must not be the next president. And Trump will make sure he wants to become the president. So let's see what plays out there. Modi from India, he is another butcher of Gujarat also. And the Indian mentality is to rape the Muslim woman and the Dalit woman. Go read the media. So that is one of their policies. So Modi ji is invited to the White House. Can you believe that? Everything is being done behind the, you know, underground, and then they will announce it. But the preparation is already starting. Then they want to take Modi India away from Russia and bring them closer to United States. India will make yes, 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 but they'll continue with Russia. It suits them well, you must remember. You see, today is Thursday. So the haramis, the terrorist regime of Israel, again today, they love it, these people. So thousands and thousands of gays and homosexuals will be marching in Israel. So obviously in Islam, all those LGBTs, haram, they don't know their entry from their exit and what have you. And you must remember, all forms of sodomy in Islam is haram. Anybody is sympathetic towards them, or you promote them, you go straight out of the fold of Islam, and you also will raise up with them, remember that. Allah protect us. So now, they're going to make a mockery of Ben-Gui Ibn Himar, because he is against all these things, and they call him an idiot also, and he is an idiot, he's another war criminal as well. Mm. So now, they see the disgrace for the Israelis. Smotrich went to America, remember, he couldn't speak. Then Rothman went there, he got humiliated and disgraced. Another minister went from Israel, he had to cancel, remember, his lectures and all that in Boston and so forth. Can you believe that? Just try and analyze this. Israeli ministers or Israeli politicians are going to America, but the Americans are standing against them, the Jutlas are standing against them and telling them, we are going to interrupt your lectures and we are going to make sure we make you a real fool and an idiot. So that is what's happening. When Quran says something, whether me and you understand it or not, we have to believe in it, compulsory. Chapter 59, verse 14. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think the Jutlas and the Jews are united, their hearts are there together. Hey, wa qulubum shatta. Wow, haliya. Whilst their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. You know why? Zalika bi annahum qawmul la ya'qilun. Because remember, they got no brains. How can they have brains when they murder children? How can they have brains when they incarcerate, imprison 2,000 children every year? How can they have brains when they are murdering and killing human journalists and civilians and so forth? Let's come to our beloved country. The circus carries on. South Africa is a circus, remember that. And we have many trapeze artists jumping from here to there and so forth. If you understand South Africa, I was a young boy, man. I grew up in an African township, you know, we used to call it location in Heidelberg. Heidelberg, you see, in Afrikaans and so forth. So we know exactly what is apartheid. Now we know from 94 till now, almost 30 years, what is democracy. Now the Johannesburg mayor, again missing. How many mayors you guys got? You're confusing me or you guys' fuses are blown out to ask you. The man just gave a lecture and he was now the mayor. After 1-2 days, they say he got some criminal charges against him. It's alleged that he did this unda danda, that unda danda fraud, does that. So next day he say, me, I'm ill and I'm sick. You understood? You guys are jokers, man. Johannesburg is the hub of South African economy. And you guys can't sort out your mayor problem. What that shows of our political parties, our political maturity. You guys are jokers, trapeze artists. If I was there, I should fire a whole lot of you. Good for nothing, nincompoops. That's what you guys are. That's my opinion. Now you see, listen to this now. Can you believe this? Now the ANC has chosen a new head of integrity. So head of integrity, can you believe that? So this new head of integrity says that criminals are running South Africa. I don't know you, sir or madam. My question to you is, criminals are running South Africa? Till day I agree with you. But then I see you use the word now. So let us analyze your statement, madam or sir, that you say that criminals are running South Africa now. So, because you are in charge of now the heading the ANC integrity. So I want to ask you, for the past 28, 29 years, who were running it? South Africa, was it people of integrity or bunch of crooks and all that so forth? I'm asking you. Or criminals were running it from 94 till now? Everything you all have touched, you have destroyed, remember that. You want, I must refresh your memory. Power you touch, electricity is gone to the dogs. Every person agrees on that. Our water quality, there's a big problem now. You South Africans, better wake up from your slumber. The politicians, the big wigs, sitting there on their, let me use one word, buttocks, you understand? Just now I use another word. So you must remember, sitting on their buttocks and getting fatter and bigger and wider. So they say no. It's a municipality's problem, they must see. But which municipality are you speaking about? 60%, 70%, 75% of the municipalities are dysfunctional. They can't give a clean audit. They're only champions in stealing. So you want the public of South Africa to rely on the municipalities who are a bunch of criminals and crooks in most instances? And you play with the lives of people? I mean, come off it. So the electricity gone to the dogs. Water, very questionable. 26 people dead already with cholera and others. You must better that, you know, boil your water, all South Africans, because there's big problems here. Then you look at your SAA, bailout, 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 and then you wasted millions, billions and all that there. Then you look at, you must remember, your hospitals, absolute mess. People giving birth on cardboards and staying there in hospital and what going on. Education, absolute disaster. You must remember that. That they can't, so every time they lower the grades. So it's not acceptable that you lower the pass mark, because what's going to happen? That your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written. Whether you like, and you got two ministers. That's what makes it adding insult to injury. Then you look at your Danel, your arms industry. So, you know, everything you have touched, you have just destroyed it. So when you say that South Africa is run by criminals now, madam, or sir, me as a South African, I object on that very, very strongly. You must rephrase it and say South Africa was run by criminals for most of the time in its 30 years. That will be a true assessment. Remember this type of things. Look at our rand and dollar, 19 rand and so forth. Now you can tell me it came just lower. They play with you guys. So therefore, we can't get the mayor sorted out. We can't get the electricity sorted out. We can't get the water sorted out. What next? Understood? And still next year, you're going to come and tell us we must vote for you. So big, big problems, but we never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah have mercy on us and our beautiful country, South Africa. Ameen. Okay, Ameen. Next up quickly, inshallah, let me announce that, remember, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Brother Mona Zahid, inshallah. 11 to 12, very interesting program. Last week we had Qurbani, so we got to follow up the different types of animals we have in Islam, for Aqiqah, then for Hajj, then for Qurbani, and all the laws pertaining to that. And you can interact with us, send in your questions on 084-786-3132 between 11 and 12, and 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the noble Quran. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina.
Ameen. I see somebody says tell Mufti Saab to stand for mayor in Johannesburg. We'll start.
So we're not interested in this type of things here. I will just bring it to your attention, because most of South Africa are losing hope or leaving South Africa. Those who got degrees and some talent, they're leaving in their droves. Whether they are white, pink, black, green, brown, whatever, they're leaving. And that's a big problem now. You're going to get incompetent people running the show all the time. So, I mean, you need to think about our country. Remember this.
I've got Neil. Neil says that should Hijaz be separated from Saudi Arabia, AK?
100%, you must remember that is the aim of MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. So, my brother Neil, very good question. Let me explain to the Muslims. The Muslims themselves don't understand your question. Brother Neil said Hijaz. Do you Muslims know what is Hijaz? Hijaz refers to, you see, Saudi Arabia is broken up into regions. So Hijaz refers to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Taif, Jeddah, all these areas are called Hijaz. If you go that side, Riyadh and all that is called Najd. You go on the other side, you must remember where Manat, where the oil is, and that is the Jubail and Dammam and all. So that is called Manatiq al-Sharqiyya, that is the eastern region. So like that, they have different regions. So should Hijaz be removed from Saudi Arabia? 100%. You must remember, the man is allowing and building more and more cinemas there in Medina Munawwara. You know, Neil, for ordinary Muslim like myself and others, I don't know if you, Neil, are a Muslim or not. So let's say you're a Muslim. How much pain it causes us, an insult to the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that to curry favor with the West, you build cinemas and so forth. Right in Jeddah, in Hijaz, Medina is Hijaz, Jeddah is Hijaz, you allow bikini beaches and all these type of things. You bring in your rave shows and musical shows. You bring in your F1 and Formula 1, some of the drivers gay and what have you. So it's an insult to everyone. every Muslim. So that whole area must be carved out and taken out of Saudi Arabia and given to the Ummah to run. Remember that, because their leadership there now is destroying Islam from within. And you can quote me anywhere. They record my programs just like the Jutlas. So you must remember that the current government of Saudi Arabia and the Salafi scholars who are collecting money from them should hang their heads in shame. Remember, the kuffar is a non-Muslim government. So that is why the Ummah has to do that. I criticize them, they'll tell me, no, you can't come. Now, nobody has told me yet. I'm just saying. Another person say, so no, you can't come. So why? You go inside the kingdom and criticize them, send one tweet and see what they'll do with you. They'll put you away for 10, 20, 30 years. So therefore, 100% that must be done, that it must be separated from the soul. They can do their things there, whatever they want. Najdis, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. Why? Because there will be fitna and zalazil. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, remember that.
I see our beloved brother, of course, he accepted Islam yesterday. So we have breaking news, Ustad. It's exactly now 7 minutes to 6 o'clock. Brother Abdullah says, greetings of peace, brothers. Thanks to my creator, Allah, being a Muslim is being peaceful. I feel like a mountain has been removed on my shoulders. Thanks a lot. May the Almighty bless you all. This is Abdullah. And then I have your brother Ibrahim Anderson. He says, Mufti Saab and Maulana Arafat, help with the shahada of the family of brother Abdullah, who embraced Islam yesterday. Zakaria, his father. Samuel, Abdul Rahim, his brother. Evelyn, Fatima, his mother. And Jacqueline, Maryam, his sister. Allahu Akbar. We are ready for you, Ustad. Brother Ibrahim Anderson.
How many of them total, them all?
Allahu Akbar. I got Zakaria, Samuel. That's 2, 3, 4. 4 in total altogether, Ustad.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, our two ambassadors, our brother Ibrahim Anderson, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, I don't know if you saw my message we sent out to thousands of people. We said that a brother who was a pastor embraced Islam, and that is our brother Abdullah Van Wyk. And now we thank Ibrahim Anderson, we thank the Capital Group, we thank the Ansar Radio. So imagine now you two, what things you can do for the Muslims and for South Africa and for people at large, because you know the other side much better than anybody else. So mashallah, my brother Abdullah, Allah Jalla Wala has removed the zulumat, the darkness, and brought the nur and the radiance and effulgence. You should read chapter 14 verse 1. This was the function of the prophet and the messenger Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. To the four of you, we say Hani and Lakum, we salute you. You repeat the words after me, and everything, inshallah, you do, my brother Abdullah. Then you consult brother Ibrahim, and then what joint decision you'll reach, mashallah, fihi khair, there'll be goodness in that. We welcome you to the family of Islam, my brothers and sisters. Read after me. Ashhadu. Ashhadu. Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh, MashaAllah, my brothers and sisters, all of you are Muslim now. You have your Muslim name, and now you have to remain steadfast on Islam, become ambassadors of Islam, and daily thank Almighty Allah. Oh, Almighty Allah, you blessed us with the greatest wealth of Iman and Islam. Let us read the translation, my brothers and sisters. Say, I bear witness that truly, that truly there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. Except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Now you read from here, repeat after me. Was, is, will always be. Was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. The final and last messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. Our brother Ibrahim Anderson, you bring tears to our eyes. The Muslims are asking me, we feel ashamed that we are born Muslims, but we didn't make one person a Muslim. How come you, Ibrahim Anderson, now when I have my count, I see it's 100 gone now, that in the past month or so, that we brought people, it's not we. Remember this, always take out of the mind. Say, Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmatun mi Rabbi. This is the grace of Almighty Allah. This is the mercy of Almighty Allah. Today also I told you, when we ended the lesson, never become a person who's disillusioned. Whatever happens, turn to our beloved Creator and cry, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, include us in your mercy, Ya Allah. We are ordinary people, we are sinners, Ya Allah. But you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy, Ya Allah. So our two ambassadors, Brother Ibrahim Anderson and our Abdullah, Brother Abdullah Van Wyk, now the ball is in your court. You have to take the message to the world. And one advice again I will give you. Not everybody is sympathetic to us, you know. So don't just share your number with anybody and everybody. Always consult with us and we'll then give you the guidance, inshallah.
I see, Ustad, I'm also in tears now. There's another breaking news. It says from our beloved brother Abdullah and sister Amatullah in Australia. Six of her working mates wants to be Muslims as well. Gift Abu Bakr, Murdoj is Umar, and female Sylvia is Aisha. They're also ready to hear from you now. It says here, three are ready now, and inshallah, three will be ready tomorrow, inshallah. We'll start over to you, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
MashaAllah, my brother Abdullah and my sister Amatullah, the Honorable Judge. So you are there in Melbourne, you bring tears to our eyes. Allah Jalla wa Ala brought you to South Africa. You heard the programs, you embraced Islam, and today you are spreading Islam right there down under in Australia. Every day read 2 rakat salat and pray. Ya Allah, use us for your deen, use us for Islam. You are my three, my brothers, sisters there in Melbourne, Australia. We welcome you to the family of Islam. So repeat after me, and whatever you want to do now in future, you consult with our brother Abdullah and sister Amatullah. So read after me, brothers, sisters. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh. You, my brother, sister, you all are Muslim now. Let us read the translation and you repeat after me, my brothers, sisters. I bear witness that truly, there is none worthy of worship. Worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, we say peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. It is such a special occasion. 4 people in South Africa, 3 people there, remember, in Australia. Come, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah. At this juncture and point, we must thank our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and team. 1 minute, let us read, raise our hands and make dua for our brothers, sisters, and for all of us. That's the minimum we all can do, inshallah al-Aziz. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad yu wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Ya Allah, our brothers, sisters, locally, nationally, internationally, embracing Islam. It's your favor, it's your bounty, it's your grace, it's your benevolence, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Ya Allah, accept us all for your deen, for Islam, Ya Allah. Allahumma jalna min al-maqbooleen. Allahumma jalna min al-maqbooleen. Allahumma jalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqeen, maqbooleen, mumtazin fil alami kullihi, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma al-iman. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen, ameen, ameen. To you, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, to you, my brother Abdullah, and to you, Abdullah in Australia and Amatullah, I just got one word for you, and that is, continue with the good work, and remember, beg Allah. There will be criticism, yes. There will be opposition, but you don't bother and worry of anybody. Say, Allah, give me the strength to continue with this work of inviting people towards Islam. We have the best, we want to share it with the rest. Barakallahu fiqh. We go to the news now of Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mawlana Khalid. What a wonderful day. 7 people, right? 4 here and 3 there. So Brother Junaid Mota, we won the clip. We have to send it out with the podcast, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.